This is Laura Dierna, an editor-in-chief at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled today to visit with Sean Devon, Executive Director of Revenue Cycle and Interim Senior Director of Outside Services Utilization for the Mid-Atlantic States for Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. Shanta is a great leader, and we will discuss six questions today. Please introduce yourself, Shanta.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me. As you noted, I am a proud member of the Kaiser Permanente family located here in the Mid-Atlantic area. But I have been in the healthcare industry for, a little more than 20 years now. If I think about it, it's almost the family business. My mother had her own billing and collections company when I was coming up through high school. So that's where I worked after school and all my way through college. And after deciding that I wasn't going to go to medical school and therefore needed something to do, I went back into the healthcare receivables industry and was able to at least build a career working on the administrative side of healthcare. And I'm the oldest of five children, a very proud wife and stepmom, sister, friend, leader, and a corporate citizen here in the Mid-Atlantic area.
Fantastic. And what's your best advice for women professionals and professionals in general?
If I had to give three things, three principles or tenets to really pass on to anybody in leadership, based on where I am today, based on really what I've been integrating into my personal growth journey and evolution, I'd say these are the three things. Number one, control your narrative. And so your narrative can be your brand, for instance, or the story, if you want to think about it that way. But really what I refer to here is making sure you understand and are actively engaged in ensuring that what people are saying about you, especially when you are not in the room, is what you want to be known for. Second thing I would say is ask great questions. None of us knows everything. We all know only what we know. And so there's so much more out there in the world to be curious about and find out about what you don't know. And the only way to do that is to ask great questions. And in order to do that, you have to really be present and paying attention to what's going on around you in that moment, in that circumstance, in that setting. And then the third thing, which may be one of the more important things that I would really focus on, and that is to advise people to be extremely deliberate and selective about the people that they spend time with. You know, I think back to Jim Rohn's quote, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." And as I started to be a lot more intentional about that over the last year to 24 months, I really have noticed an improvement in my own quality of life, my productivity and my performance, because I've become a lot more selective about the people that I have around me, because those are the people who influence you. And in this day and age, I do have to say, one should consider whether social media should count as one of those five people, because, you know, think about the people who are very active or prominent on social media. They refer to themselves as influencers. And so everybody should really assess whether that's the kind of influence that they want in their lives, because that's ultimately going to be manifested somewhere else.
That's great insight. I love that. And how do you stay motivated?
That's an interesting question, and that's really one that I'm going to think about and really pay a lot more attention to in the coming days, since you're asking that question. But based on where I am now, based on some of the growth and that I've really been investing in myself and really getting much more deliberate about my process and routines in order to produce the kind of output that I want, I've recognized that I can't wait for inspiration or motivation to show up for me to actually do the things that I need to do in order to get what I want or get to where I want to be. And so therefore, it's become much more about establishing the routines or the sets of habits and behaviors that I need to know I need to do every day, or whatever the routine period is, the regularly spaced period is, in order to eventually result in the outcome that I'm looking for. And so I saw a great quote the other day. It said, it was about writing, that amateurs wait for inspiration to write. Professionals just show up every day and do it. And so if I think about that and just really focus in on making sure that I take the decision out of it, I just do what I need to do because I know ultimately I'm very interested in achieving a particular outcome, then the motivation really becomes a part of investing in that process. So maybe a long way of saying I embrace the journey and then the outcome will eventually happen.
What are you most proud of from the last couple of years?
I'd say over the last couple of years, it's not about one particular thing or one particular achievement, but really about personal growth. One of the things that I did not mention as part of my introduction is that about 6 years ago, I founded a women's leadership forum called Stride, and it is the basis of a need that I had at the time and one that I believe a lot of women do have in their day-to-day life as a leader, maybe as an aspiring leader, and that is there isn't a reliable network that a lot of women leaders really can rely on and also can feel like it's a source and a resource for knowledge, mentoring, but also support as we navigate corporate life or any other arena that calls for leadership, because we do experience and administer leadership in a slightly different way than men do. And so knowing that I founded this forum, which now is comprised of several different cohorts. One is a national virtual forum. One is a forum that meets in person in three different locations around the country. And another one is a small invitation-only cohort of women who are very intent on achieving large leaps in progress over a 12-month period, that takes time, energy, preparation, fueled by my passion for women in leadership. But so does the list of things that I want to achieve in my professional career as well. And so over the last couple of years, I've really started to learn and practice more around how to be more productive, to produce high quality output, not just be busy. And in the course of that time, I have seen my productivity and my efficiency and the impact of what I'm able to produce really increase exponentially. So I've taken on some new work in my job, in my career, that it spans, as you've noted, according to my titles, two totally disparate areas, but learning quite a bit and able to make a much bigger impact on behalf of our membership here in this region. I've launched an electronic newsletter in support of Stride. I've joined two corporate boards. And it's all because of the investment and the focus that I put on what I've learned and putting it into practice around really getting intentional about productivity, not just wearing this badge of honor that we call busyness. So I would say that's what I'm most proud of.
Great. That's fantastic to hear. And now could you tell us a couple of things about your business?
And so rather than focus on Kaiser Permanente itself, because there's plenty of people who can talk about all the wonderful things that we do, I would like to talk a little bit about my Women's Leadership Forum, Stride. You know, as I mentioned, that forum was birthed out of a need that I had personally. I was sitting in my office or at home one day. I was reading an article about the persistent wage gaps between men and women, and just recognized I had this need and desire to talk this out with somebody else because there were a lot of feelings and emotions about that, but also wanting to know what kind of tactics or strategies other people may have used in their professional careers to try to close that gap for themselves or on behalf of others. And that's when I recognized there was no real forum or outlet for me to go to have this conversation, to feel like it was a safe space in really explore ideas and have that support network, but also to find that like-minded community. And so Stride started as a lunch in a conference room of women that I worked with in that particular setting. And it has grown to the three different cohorts that I was talking about earlier, such that now one of our central tenets is that it is a safe space, but we are specifically also purposed to not only support each other and to act as an accountability partner to each other and in helping each other reach our goals, but also to intentionally pass along the rules of leadership as we have learned and experienced them, or those that may have been passed down to us if some of us were so lucky.
If this year goes well, what does that look like?
So if this year goes well, it would look like this. It would show up or manifest in a few different ways. One, I'd have the basis of a book. I'm interested in writing a book on women's leadership, a particular topic. I will have learned about podcasting itself. It's an interesting forum and one that I think is a natural extension of some of the virtual conversations that I host in Stride, my women's leadership forum. I want to also be able to do 10 unassisted pull-ups. So I have a fitness goal out there, and so I want to measure that my improvement in the investment that I'm making in my strength training as well. But also, as I look back over the year, I've been very, very intent on and deliberate in making the investments in the relationships that are most important to me, that I'm healthy, that I'm happy, that I am giving and receiving love to the people who are important to me in my life, that I am providing support and inspiration to the people who are in my circle of influence, my known circle of influence, but also to my unknown circle of influence. So there are some tangible things that I would use to characterize a successful 2019, but there are also some things that might seem a little more intangible, but ultimately I'd say they're a reflection of a life of relevance.
Wow, those are fantastic goals and really great variety in there. Thank you so much, Shanta, for joining us on the Becker's Women Leadership Podcast. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.